Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. 34 after the hour. Very excited about having our good friend Holly Wade back on the show. Holly is the Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com. Their index for small business optimism is the gold standard for that kind of research. It's the holy grail of small business sentiment. It's a report that's been they've been publishing for almost a half century. Holly came along about halfway through all that, and when she was born, we got her right out of high school, and it's something I've been covering here on the show for 20 years every month, and I quote it all the time. It's very important research they do about us. Holly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. So, Holly, the news is good in September. The index is up. It's a 10-point index, by the way, folks. 10 points of major interest and concern by small businesses. And in the aggregate, the number is up for September, right?
It is, yes. We saw a really good increase in optimism. As you said, the index is composed of 10 questions within the larger survey, and things are improving, especially with earnings, and that is hugely important, obviously, mm-hmm. for small business owners out there. So it was good to see that small business owners' earnings are improving. They took a huge dive, obviously, over the last 6 months. And so that was a great place to see some improvement.
Right. No kidding. And, most businesses, not all, there's still some industry sectors out there that are having a hard time. But most businesses, I think, are starting to see, you know, they don't like the number, but they like the trend. For a long time, we didn't like the number or the trend. But at least things are trending a little bit better. Hopefully it is, but also not just earnings though, right? Also hiring.
Hiring is strong, and those looking to fill open positions, you know, unfortunately, are having a hard time still finding qualified applicants out there. So it is still a struggle on the employment front for many. But the good news is they're looking to hire and looking to fill some of those positions that they had to lay off earlier this year. And, you know, sales are improving, and, you know, looking forward in the next 6 months, small business owners see some areas of optimism. And so thinking that in the next 6 months, things will continue to get better. Obviously, as you said, you know, this is very industry specific, and the degree of improvement is, you know, isn't quite known, but improvement is improvement, and we'll take anything after the last 6 months that have been pretty horrific for many small business owners.
And the hiring thing, this is what's weird. I mean, this is the strangest thing. Folks, when unemployment was below 4% 9 months ago, we couldn't find enough workers. Now it's in the high single digits, and we still can't find enough workers. I mean, this is bizarre. I don't quite know what to make of all that. I don't know if it's a combination of the original problem, which is preparation and qualifications.
Sure.
But also, you know, if it's also part of the issue with the government supplementing so many people and them not wanting to go back to work. I mean, this or it could be that the new, what I call the new regular post-pandemic economy, has morphed to the point where we got a lot of people who aren't qualified to do some of these new jobs. What do you think?
I think it's a combination of all of that. You know, there is the challenge of those who were laid off and those who are looking to hire. You know, the qualifications aren't, you know, they don't match up easily. And, but also because of the health crisis and, you know, kids not going back to school and online learning and all of that, you know, often is the case that a parent has to stay home and isn't able to reengage in the workforce like they were before the health crisis. And then, you know, some of the incentives are also playing a factor in this. But I think all three, and especially the ability for, you know, or, you know, the constraints of one parent not being able to reenter the workforce right. is a huge challenge right now.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB, she brought with her the Index of Small Business Optimism. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more and some more research, some new information about how coronavirus has impacted small businesses. And that's coming up in the second half, in the next segment. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.